Now, I want to explain something to you, and I don't want to take too long, but turn back to Proverbs with me, and I want to show you what the biblical causes of poverty are. Because I want you to sort out in your mind, there are two kinds of really impoverished people. There are people that are in poverty because it's their own fault. But not everybody that's poor, it's their own fault. There are some people that are impoverished because of racial prejudice, because of socioeconomic prejudice, because they are in undeveloped countries where there is nothing that they can do other than pick bananas and eat bananas and live in a tin shack or even in a grass hut or something else. And there are, those poor people are different than the poor people who, look at Proverbs starting in chapter 6, who have a biblical cause for their poverty. And in America, I think we need to sort out in our mind which are the genuine poor, because Christ said we have a responsibility to them. And we have to look out and to love them as He did. Now, there are some people, perhaps even those who we know personally, who are poor because they disobey the Scriptures. Proverbs 6, verses 10 and 11. Look at this. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall your poverty come on you like a prowler. That means unexpectedly. And your needs will come like an armed man. That means you can't stop it unstoppably. You know what the first biblical reason for poverty is sometimes? Laziness. There's some people that are lazy. And they're poor because they're lazy. But keep going. Look at the chapter 11, verse 23. Here's a second biblical reason for poverty. In Proverbs 11, 23, it says, the desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectations of the wicked is wrath. There is one, verse 24, who scatters, yet they increase more. And there is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty. The second reason why some people are in poverty are because of stinginess. Laziness is one, stinginess is another. Did you know God says that if you are constantly hoarding, that He sometimes impoverishes that person? Stinginess is another reason for poverty. Someone who does not freely give. And I believe that sometimes Christians are stingy and God withholds His blessing from them. Laziness, stinginess. Here's another one, stubbornness. Look at chapter 13 of Proverbs, verse 18. It says in verse 18 of Proverbs 13, poverty and shame will come to him who disdains correction, but he who regards a rebuke will be honored. You know, there's some people who can't take a correction from anyone. In fact, they don't like anybody in authority over them. They just can't take anybody telling them what to do. And the Lord says that if you are stubborn, and if stubbornness characterizes your life, if you can't work for a boss, if you always have to be in charge, if you are stubborn and can't be corrected, that's another reason poverty comes, biblically speaking, stubbornness. Look at chapter 20 of Proverbs. Chapter 20, verse 13 has the fourth biblical reason for poverty, and I call it indolence. Don't love sleep, lest you come to poverty. Open your eyes, and you'll be satisfied with bread. An indolent person is someone who just, they go through life half awake, and they just kind of are, you know, they have no motivation. And God says, open your eyes. Come on, get with it. Indolence, stubbornness, stinginess, laziness. Here's another one in chapter 23 of Proverbs, verse 21. God says another factor that leads to poverty is indulgence. The drunkard and the glutton will come to poverty, Proverbs 23:21, and drowsiness will clothe a man with rags. Someone who lives just for their appetites. Someone, by the way, did you know right now in America that for every $1,000 Americans earn, they spend $1,300? Did you know that? That's how fast debt is going up in our society. That for every $1,000, they spend $1,300. You heard about the fellow that won the lottery, $25 million? He came home and he says, honey, it's time to pack. And she says, warm clothes or cold clothes? And he says, all your clothes. He says, you're moving out. Do you get it? He is going to spend it all and get rid of his wife. You know what? Our culture is so possessed with spending, with going into debt, and with having everything they want. And the Scriptures say that indulgence leads to poverty, and that's what's happening in our society. Look at Proverbs 24, the next chapter, verse 34. Slothfulness. Slothfulness. So shall your poverty come like a prowler, your needs like an armed man. It's repeated again, the same concept that was earlier in chapter 11. It says there that slothfulness, someone who is sleepy and constantly turning like, I like this, turning like a door on its hinges. They just can't quite get out of bed in the morning. They hit snooze and they turn this way, and they hit snooze and they turn this way. And it says that they're the person who can't even sit up when they eat. They kind of lean over, and it says they put their face in the bowl and they bury their hand in the dish. They're a slothful person. That leads to poverty. Two more, Proverbs 28 verse 19 has another word about the biblical cause for poverty. Foolishness is the seventh cause of poverty. He who tills his land will have plenty of bread, but he who follows frivolity will have poverty enough. Frivolity. You know, in our society, it's some of this get-rich-quick stuff. Frivolity. People that think you can get rich without working. People who are constantly... I like the little sign. I don't know if you've seen it in the post office. It says, if you get something in the mail offering something too good to be true, it's probably too good to be true. Don't believe it. But the foolishness of our society and of human nature is that he who follows frivolity, Proverbs 28:19, will have poverty. Finally, chapter 28, look at verse 22. There's a final one that Solomon brings out in this book under the inspiration of God's Spirit. He says, you'll be impoverished if you're lazy, and if you're stingy, and if you're stubborn, and if you're indolent, and if you're indulgent, and if you're slothful, and if you're foolish. But he says another area to watch out for is impatience. And it says in verse 22, a man with an evil eye hastens after riches and doesn't consider that poverty will come upon him. An evil eye, someone who is always trying to get quickly and without effort. They're impatient. They just want to get to the top. It's almost like in the old days, you never bought anything until you could afford it. But in the new days, you just buy it and you go into debt. And it's that impatience that comes. The evil eye, the eye that has to be satisfied. Impatience leads to poverty. Well, God says there's some benefits of poverty. I'll reveal my glory. I'll give you riches. And I have chosen you to be rich in faith. But not if it's poverty that's brought about by biblical disobedience. And biblical disobedience is a life that is lazy, or a life that is stingy, or a life that is stubborn and won't be corrected, a life that is indolent and is self-ward focused, a life that is indulgent and wants to have its own gratification, instant gratification, a life that is slothful, that is foolish and impatient. God says, I won't reveal myself to those. That's not one of the beneficial forms of poverty. But rather, those who are the poor of this world, those who have nothing but Christ, he said, to those I'll reveal myself. To those I will show myself.